the beginning of Parsha Shalach, there's the Mefarshim are bothered by the way that the Torah talks in the beginning of the Parsha. It says as follows, when it's talking about all the various Nesiim of the Shvatim, the ones that were sent as Meragim, as spies in Eretz Yisrael, it says as follows, two of the spies that were sent were, it says, L'matei Ephraim, Hoshea ben Nun. So the one, the representative of Matei Ephraim, of Ephraim, was Hoshea ben Nun. However, in Pasuk Yud Aleph, it says, L'matei Yosef, L'matei Menashe, Gadi ben Susi. That the Meraga from Matei Yosef, L'matei Menashe. The question is, why does it say over here, L'matei Yosef, L'matei Menashe, and why in the earlier Pasuk it just says, L'matei Ephraim, Hoshea ben Nun. Ephraim was from Shevet Yosef, just as Menashe was. Question number one. Question number two is, we know that the two good guys in the story were Yehoshua ben Nun and Caleb ben Yefunah. However, when the Meraglim came back and they started complaining, you'll look at Pasuk Lamed and Perek Yud Gimel, it says, Vayahas Caleb Esa'am El Moshe, Caleb calmed down the people El Moshe, will be able to conquer Eretz Yisrael. We don't find Yehoshua speaking up there. Where was Yehoshua? However, in Perek Yud Daled, Pasuk Vav, it says, Yehoshua ben Nun, the Caleb ben Yefunah, and Hatar v'Saar, it's Caleb v'Gdehem, they tore their clothing, and they went around, as Pasuk Zion says, and they told everybody, Toiva ha'aretz ma'od ma'od. There Yehoshua did feel the need to speak up, and earlier Yehoshua did not. So we have two questions. Why is it that over there it says L'matei Ephraim, not L'matei Yosef? And also, why is it that at the later point, like Toiv Ha'aretz Ma'od Ma'od, Yeshua does speak up, and at the earlier point, he doesn't? In order to answer this question, I'll quickly give you a little background. If you look at the Pesukim, in the beginning of Parsha Shlach, you see that the Meraglim served two purposes. Purpose number one was strategically to see if Habemachanim in the Mitzarim, do they live in fortified cities or not? Is it easy to conquer Eretz Yisrael? You have to send spies to see if they would be able to conquer Eretz Yisrael. It also says Umaha Aris Hashmeinahi Imraza. Was it a fruitful land? Or is it a land that didn't give forth much produce? They have to know if God is giving them a gift of Eretz Yisrael. We want to know, is it a good land or not? There's two purposes of the Meraglim. With regards to both of these purposes, they have to send a representative from each Shevet. Because, as we know, the Shvatim were split up, the Gemara Pasuk says in Parashas Matos, Elef Lamata, Elef Lamata, each Shevet has to send its soldiers, and therefore, when we have to know how to conquer Eretz Yisrael, we need a representative from each Shevet. Also, we know that Eretz Yisrael was split up into 12 portion. There were Nachla's Eretz Yisrael split up into the Nachla, or the Chelik of each Shevet, of each tribe. And therefore, each tribe which was receiving a portion of Eretz Yisrael had to send a representative. So I once heard from an Adam Zagel whose name was Shimon Diskin, the Kornel of Racha. He said a beautiful shot based on this principle. He said as follows. If you come to get out, says, L'matei Yosef, L'matei Menashe, Gadi Ben Susi. He said that this Gadi Ben Susi was the Meragel for both for the entire Shevet Yosef and for Shevet Menashe. What does that mean? Because we know that the din of Pishnayim, which means that a firstborn gets two portions of inheritance, is something that was said, and that's why Yosef was split up into two Shvatim. That splitting up into two Shvatim was something that was only done with regards to Yerusha's Eretz Yisrael, to Nachla in the land. And therefore, Legabe, with regards to Nachla's Eretz Yisrael, Yosef had to be split up into two Shvatim. So, Shevet ben Nun, Yehoshua was the Meragel only for Shevet Ephraim with regards to Nachla, and Gadi ben Susi was the Meragel, was the spy for the Matei Menashe, with regards to Nachla, with regards to a portion in Israel, but was the Meragel, the spy for the entire Shevet Yosef, with regards to conquering Eretz Yisrael, Milchama, because for those purposes, Yosef was not split up into two tribes. That answers the first question. Once we see that, we have a good answer for the second question, and that is, why was it that in Pasuk Lamed, Kalev screams at everybody, Vayas Kalev Esa Amo Moshe, and he says, we can conquer Israel? Why was it that Yeshua didn't speak up? The answer is because Yeshua was not a spy for shape at all when it came to the issue of war. Because for that, Yosef is not split up into two shvatim. Gadi ben Susi was the miracle for Shevet Yosef. As opposed to later, when they were discussing the value of the land of Israel, Yeshua finds the need to speak up, because he indeed is a miracle for Shevet Ephraim with regards to Nachlat Eretz Yisrael.